SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Many men are told to remain strong in the face of adversity. However, when pursuing their dreams of resettlement in Australia, things can take an emotional toll, leading to strained family relationships and shattered aspirations.
If I cry, I am not a man. If I ask for help or if I am weak, I am not a man. So the perception of how they portray men. A man is a human being, is full of emotions. If we do not monitor these emotions in a positive way, we are going to be in a different path.
I'm your host, Maram Smail. Today, we learn why men's mental health and well-being matter. Establishing a good life in Australia is a dream shared by many newcomers to the country. But that dream can face barriers or end up in a relationship breakdowns. Settlement Services International's Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Practice Manager, Jessica Harkins, says that SSI offers a Building Stronger Families program in partnership with Relationships Australia and New South Wales for men over 18 who have used violence or abusive behaviours in their relationships. She explains that men's behaviour change programs have been running in Australia for over a decade. Still, culturally tailored programs are available to help men navigate changes in a new country to ensure that no one is left behind.
The reason that they're being adapted now is that there has been a lot of recognition that programs that are targeted for English-speaking, generally Anglo-Australian culture often aren't able to capture or understand the needs of men from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. They are having to turn some people away because they can't use interpreters.
The Building Stronger Families program consists of casework and group work. The group work runs for 18 weeks in Arabic and previously also in Tamil.
We pick these communities because we have worked with these communities. We have contacts in these communities. We know that there is no evidence that any community, there are higher rates of violence than any other community. We know that women from migrant and refugee backgrounds often have more barriers, system barriers, language barriers, cultural barriers, immigration barriers.
Lebanese-born and former Building Stronger Families program facilitator Ghassan Nujaim says, in some cultures, men are often regarded as the head of the family. This gives the expectation that the man of a household is the breadwinner and hence should be listened to and followed.
He should be listened to, he should be followed. But the other part of it as well is emotions coming from anxiety, from settlement. I am the breadwinner. About 80% of the participants, they were working in their country of origin and they were skilled in some professions and they came here and they were jobless, many, many reasons. And this was adding another layer of complexity to the situation.
Mr. Nujaim says men often feel trapped by complex cultural values, beliefs, traditions, expectations, and perceptions of manhood. But feelings of unmet dreams don't need to end up in violence.
If I cry, I am not a man. If I ask for help or if I am weak, I am not a man. So the perception of how they portray men. A man is a human being, is full of emotions. If we do not monitor these emotions in a positive way, we are going to be in a different path.
Dr. Sambo Endi is a life coach and counselling team leader at Relationships Australia in South Australia. She says recognising and addressing some of the barriers to living a good life is the first step to making positive changes, which could be confronting and challenging at the same time.
If the roles have been linked to people's identities, there's suddenly some sort of loss of identity in a new place. Also understanding that the fact that the role is changing does not make you less valuable or less contributing. And acceptance of the fact that living in a different context actually necessitates that change.
Relationships Australia in South Australia runs the Good Life Project to educate African men, women and young people in Adelaide about family and domestic violence. Dr. Andy encourages community members to learn about each other's perspectives and experiences as they adjust to Australian life to build a good life and strong family. And sometimes, a change in gender roles may mean relating to one another differently.
There is a common goal here. There is a common vision here. Then people are more open to actually start looking at, all right, so how can we address the issues that we are facing? We want our families to be happy. We want our children to go to school. We want to have a good job at home. And all of those things is still possible.
Relationships Australia, New South Wales Group and Community Education Manager Andrew King is an author and expert on men's well-being. He suggests starting your transformation by considering the legacy you want to leave behind for your children.
How do you want your children to, when they turn 18, what would you like them to say about you? Thanks, Dad. I really appreciated that you, and what would be the end of their sentence?
According to Mr. King, men often learn inappropriate expressions of emotions based on how manhood was portrayed in their upbringing.
Men have learned really to hide those feelings. Sadly, as you grow older and in relationships, it is important to share your feelings. It's actually not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of courage. It actually builds closer connection to other people. It's one of the really important things which men need to learn is to be able to let go of those old messages they received in childhood and to be able to share their feelings with people who matter.
Mr. King says suppressed feelings and emotions can sometimes erupt like a volcano, leading to aggressive behavior.
It's like a Coke bottle, which you actually shake. And one of the things which often we think we learn in life, it's not actually true, is that others actually make us blow and we flip our lid and we explode. It's actually a choice, is the most important lesson which you can learn in life.
He recommends talking to others or seeking professional help before reaching a crisis point. Andrew King also explains that effective communication involves slowing down to listen to and respect the other person's opinion whilst acknowledging your thoughts and feelings.
It's often good to sit down because your energy is more centered. Be relaxed. If you're going to have an important discussion with someone, try to make sure that you have not used any intoxicating substances, alcohol, because it tends to confuse our own thoughts and feelings and it just gets really messy. It is about just planning ahead. All of those things are going to mean that you're probably doing something different to how you grew up. And that's the challenging thing, but it's also exciting.
Dr. Andy says that while family violence is often seen as a taboo, powerful changes can only occur when people discuss it openly in a safe and supportive environment.
Even in terms of understanding what even family and domestic violence looks like, because a lot of people understand domestic violence as physical aspect of it in terms of hitting someone and all that, but also being able to have conversations around emotional abuse, psychological abuse, sexual abuse, or even financial, it just shed a lot more light for people to understand that even though maybe you don't hit someone, but people could still be abused in other ways.
Men with emotional health or relationship concerns can call Men's Line Australia on 1300 7899 78 for free counselling support 24 hours a day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Amy Chin Yu Wang and hosted by me, Madame Smai. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.